Whatever it is, it's not right on a teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that. I can't read it. There's no words on it. I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live. No. We'll do it live. Do it live.
Yeah, all right. So we're batch recording. We recorded just a couple of days ago. Now we're recording again because we got behind. But now we're catching up. It's the best.
Alex, and I'm is at home. I'm tuning in on my phone because I forgot my laptop at the office. So this is
good planning.
And welcome. He's looking handsome as ever.
Grace and I have been already talking for 2 hours because we just recorded an awesome video where I taught her some math.
Oh, it was absolutely fantastic. Maybe you guys should check it out.
Maybe Grace. Maybe Garrett. Grace. Okay. So give us a rundown of a couple of things.
Yes.
So first, was the math problem cool? Second, how do you feel like you did on the math problem? And third, on a scale of 9 to 10, how good of a math teacher am I?
Okay, wait, you're going to have to repeat that first question. How did I find
it? Was it cool?
Was it cool?
I thought it was cool. Pretty cool because it was interesting to be sort of like a... Immediately once we hopped on, you know, you had everything set up in your little screen or whatnot. And there's Leo. That's our doggy Leo right there. Leo. Anyway, I was like, wow, I am featured on Michael Penn Math. This is crazy. You know, add it to my resume. Right. Or as they call it out here, the CV.
No, that's what they call it in academia, too.
Oh, OK, well. Anyway, doing some nice maths was fun. It was exciting. No, it was pretty cool. I mean, I wasn't really prepared for this whole number theory thing. There's a lot of underlying assumptions that I don't think I understood.
But we went through it together.
Yeah, but that doesn't mean I understood, Michael. This has nothing to do with your ability to teach. But it's just
which is between 9 and 10,
which is okay. It's more of like the way I want to be able to rationalize what it is that I'm doing and fully understand it. But we obviously that wasn't going to happen in an hour long video.
That's correct.
Nor would that happen in an hour long class. Like,
correct. You would have to sit with it for a little bit.
I'd have to sit with it for a little bit.
Just as a heads up. The problem that we did was to, and maybe since Alec wasn't there, which he was supposed to be there, by the way.
I was supposed to be
there. Since Alec wasn't there, he can chime in on how crazy the problem seems.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like fresh perspective.
Yeah, it was to find the last digit of 4,723 raised to the 8,675.
Yeah, no, get the hell out of town.
Yeah, that seems impossible, right? But Grace, after the tricks I showed you, how easy is it?
Like, on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being really hard, 1 being really easy, I'd say it's like a 5.
It's like a 5. And how long does it take after you do the tricks? Takes like 2 minutes, right?
Maybe push it up to like 10.
Okay.
For me. Because I had to refer back to what the steps were.
Oh, right.
And then do the whole, what is
because
the
she's yeah, because she's what an odd. Odd.
Yeah, but let's say if you had it wired, it would be real fast, right?
Yeah. And so
like
exactly.
Say you
so
had
Michael,
done. It's if you had done like half a dozen of these, you could just rip them out.
More or less.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's awesome.
Then things change and whatever. Yeah. No.
Okay. So I guess that's the first question. And so let's just maybe reiterate. You thought it was the best math problem ever. And you're going to show your friends. I think that's what we landed on. How do you feel like your performance was?
My performance, I'm not going to lie. And this had happened in school before. Leo, who's a good doggy? Doggy.
I'm petting my dog. Continue to talk.
Doggy. Our dog.
It's my dog now.
Oh. Our dog.
My dog.
Was my dog. Mm-hmm. Now your dog. Oh, look at him. Anyways. If I blank out for 15 seconds, totally lose all momentum. And I think that happened a couple times, as you probably witnessed. Because those really, because I got confused about what you were asking. And then I had to go think back to you asking that before.
Right.
And it was just like, whoa. Whoa. Something's happening. Don't know what it is. But yeah. I think I could have done better. Maybe with a little bit
I think
practice.
You did great.
Oh, you're just.
I think you got like 2 high 7 or I don't know what the grades are over there. It doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah, because there is no high 7.
Yeah, I don't know what that means. Okay. So what about between 9 and 10, 10 being the best, 0 being the worst, but you can only choose between 9 and 10. How good of was I at teaching it?
9. Go the Whoa. Lowest possible answer. No, you were good. You were good. But again, you
no,
had
0 was
certain...
the worst. You just weren't allowed to choose anything below 9. So
yeah, so I chose
9 out of 10, 0 being the worst. So that's pretty good.
And I would say on a scale of 1 to 10, if I was allowed to choose from the proper scale, it would be 6 or 7.
Whoa. That's like a C or a D.
You were dropping words. I had no fucking clue what you were talking about, my guy.
Hey, come C's on.
I think
D's
it was great.
Degrees.
What?
C's and D's get degrees.
Yeah, but they don't get jobs.
Well, they get degrees, which gets you a job.
Does it, though?
Probably not in this day and age, but you like to think that way, at least.
Yeah, well, I'm very
I feel like the one comment that I'll make, and obviously I wasn't there for this, so I really can't comment on it fully, but I think...
Michael's throwing shade. Yeah.
Shade. I think Michael might be one of the only math teachers, professors, idealists, cultivators, artists, that doesn't judge if you're like struggling with something. So I feel like if I was to struggle at answering this question, he wouldn't judge me, and that's not just because he's my uncle. But
yeah, I mean, I don't know that I'm the only person. You're like painting me as the only person who is like that. I think there's a lot of people.
Yeah, well, I bet there is a lot of people like that. I just haven't met them.
I know. He's giving me a what's it called?
A compliment.
Yeah. Well, which I thank you for. Although I'm not quite as unique as I think you think I am.
You are very unique, Michael.
You're special.
There are 100 me's out there.
I bet there are. But there's only one Michael Penn.
I would say there were times where I felt just a tad bit not judged, but definitely like, what the fuck are you thinking? Like, I think I was trying to, at one point, I totally lost my train of thought. And I
yeah, but
no
you
idea.
Did some weird stuff.
Well, you see, I was just confused. Okay. I was just confused and I'd lost the entire like pattern shit in my mind.
Yeah.
So
but
I had
got
to
there.
Just start free
falling. Free associating.
Yeah. And guessing.
No, it's a flower. A 5. I mean 9. I mean bumblebee.
Bumblebee.
What kind of tea is that? Is that milk in the tea or something?
Yeah, no. So
they put a lot of dairy in their teas over there.
Well, yeah, this is oat milk though. So I filled it up to here with oat milk.
All right.
I was about to say that is some rank tea, Grace.
I know it's not really tea, is it? I kind of just wanted some oat milk.
It's just warm oat milk.
Do they
I love oat milk.
Yeah.
Do they there's a type of tea that I really like It's called a London fog.
Yeah.
Do they have London fogs out in your neck of the woods, Grace?
Yeah, I think so.
I love a good London fog. That looked like it for a second.
Yeah.
For a hot minute. Get it? Because yeah, it's hot.
Dude, okay, so here's my... I've got a hot take.
Oh.
Here's my hot take. I don't really like hot beverages. Except...
What the fuck?
Hot chocolate, because I'm a child. But I don't really like hot beverages. Tea, I don't like hot tea that much. Sometimes I drink it, like if I'm camping and it's cold and I like want to be warm. Really, that's the only time.
What about like, what about coffee? You don't like
I've never had coffee in my entire life. I've never had a drink of coffee in my entire life.
What?
Pardon?
What?
Hold up a second.
What?
Yeah, never.
Have you had coffee though around your life?
Yeah, Sandra drinks coffee.
And you just never felt the urge to be like, I wonder what this is like.
I don't like this. Nope, I don't like the smell.
Oh, you've definitely had a sip of coffee at one point.
No, I haven't. I promise you, I've never had a sip of coffee.
All right, we're gonna have to do some deep diving on this because.
No, this is well known. Actually,
I just don't think that's true.
I've got this great business idea.
Mm.
But it's hamstrung a little bit by the fact that I've never had coffee. So coffee is like synonymous with mathematicians, like to the point where there was this guy who said, oh my gosh, I can't remember his name right now. The, I can't remember his name right now. It doesn't matter. Well, I mean, it does matter, but he had this joke that said mathematicians are machines that turn coffee into theorems. But I don't drink coffee. This business idea was to make a math themed coffee blend. No, it's a good idea, Grace. It's a good idea. So don't make that face. It's a good idea.
I'm interested because.
But I felt. Kind of weird about it because I don't drink coffee. It was going to be called Do Hard Math Coffee.
Okay, yeah,
that's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, you should probably trademark that before someone takes that, because that is a good idea. How would you? I won't even spoil it because I want to ask you this off camera how your math theorem would fit into your coffee entrepreneurship.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know the answer to that, really.
I don't know the answer to that. Yeah. I haven't thought that far yet.
No, I was just going to sell it through some some coffee roaster. You know, I was going to partner with a coffee roaster. They were going to help me like do the blend, and then I was going to get the like package design or whatever, and all the shipping was going to go through them, and then I would get a cut of it. That's how it wasn't going to be me like. Getting beans in my house and like packing them and then sending them out myself. It was going to be like, it's like I do my merch. My merch is like through this Teespring or whatever. And it's just print on demand, which is not great because it's like the quality isn't as good. I'd like to do stuff that's not print on demand, but then you have to like sort of be guaranteed to sell a bunch of pieces because then you have to have a bunch of pieces printed anyway. So that would be what the coffee is like. It would be.
Have you heard of on demand. Have you heard of Black Rifle Coffee?
Yeah, I think so.
I know that they do a lot of, and I don't know, maybe you like this is an idea as well. I mean, they do a lot of philanthropic work with like the armed forces, and obviously, if you read into the name, they do a lot of stuff with them. So, I've not had like their coffee products before, but I'll be honest, the best cup of coffee I ever had was in South America in Guatemala, or is that Central America? I can't really remember because I'm American and I'm dumb, but it was quite pleasing. And I don't think I've had a better cup of coffee anywhere.
Wow.
So shout out to Guatemala.
Yeah.
you know, I'm going to say, I think now, just in terms of consistency, affordability, and convenience, the best cup of coffee, well, big cup of iced coffee, is from the coffee truck guy, coffee cart guy on 6th Ave and 14th Street outside the old Urban Outfitters building right down the block from my school. They had impeccable iced coffee in the morning. Put a shit ton of sugar in that.
Shout out New York City.
Shout out to New York City.
Have you guys ever had Chamberlain coffee?
No, I haven't, but I want to try it. How do you know about Chamberlain coffee?
Because I'm in the creator economy, Grace. I keep up with things in the creator economy.
Yeah, and you know she's quitting YouTube.
Yeah, I know that. I listened to her podcast too. I think
you listen to her podcast.
Yeah. I think she has a lot of really good stuff to say. She has a lot of really good insights as to like new media and digital media and living on the internet and stuff. Yeah. No, I keep up with like a lot of people like that.
That's crazy. I really like her. I went into her a lot later than a lot of other people, but she's pretty dope. I think she's realizing how much of a person she is and that she's not able.
Does Alexi even know what we're talking about?
I was about to ask. I have no idea who you're talking about.
Emma Chamberlain.
Emma Chamberlain. She's a big YouTuber, like 12 million subscribers or something. She's also like kind of the,
she was
the
relatable.
Face. She's the face of PacSun, like the clothing brand.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
Is there,
and she also like did interviews at the Met Gala and like does fashion stuff for Vogue at Fashion Week and stuff like that. So she's branched out from YouTube to do all this other stuff. But her content on YouTube stayed like really kind of as relatable as it could, considering she became like super famous and a multimillionaire. But her content stayed very, very relatable. And she also has a coffee brand called Chamberlain Coffee.
I've wanted to try it, but I just don't have the money.
Isn't it so weird? So like, when did she start doing YouTube? Because I feel like I've not been a creator like you, obviously, Michael, but I have been in tune with like the OGs of YouTube, like the only OG of YouTube that
she's like my age. She started when she was like 15. So she's probably
not an OG, but
she's pretty much exactly Grace's age.
Yeah. Like I may actually be older than her.
Yeah. How does that feel?
Dude.
You know, Billie Eilish is one day older than me.
Wow.
One day. December 18th, 2001.
Yeah.
She's one day older than me.
So when I used to make fun of you, Grace, because I would say that you copied Billie Eilish's style,
know,
but you were like,
because I was doing it before she was.
I think that like probably lots of people were like condensing on that style at the same time.
Yeah. No, but she,
right? it was in the zeitgeist.
That's a good word. That's a good SAT word. But yeah, like, no, she's changed her style up several times since her green and black hair.
Oh, no. She was born May.
Bless you.
She's older than me.
Emma Chamberlain, though.
Yeah.
How much older?
May, June, July, 6 months.
Oh, so not much.
Yes. All of them.
Yeah, all yeah. So there's this there's this channel called Colin and Samir that on YouTube that they cover lots of stuff in like the YouTube like new media creator economy type stuff. And you know, I think I was watching like Emma Chamberlain a little bit before they talked about her, but they've talked about her a couple of times, like her branching off into
merch
and
watching
stuff.
Emma Chamberlain.
Okay, what about Casey Neistat?
Oh, I like his stuff. I'm really appreciative of his David Dobrik documentary.
Have you seen it?
I've seen parts of it.
I'm really interested to see it. No, I think it's being shopped around right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's in the news cycle right now because obviously someone tried to recreate David Dobrik's Tesla stunt jump in LA. There's like this hill and someone like completely totaled like five cars, including the one that they jumped. And the one thing that I'm, oh my God, like David Dobrik, like I get it, right? Like the people that gravitate towards his stuff, like it's because he like is a kid and he has FU kind of money, so he can do whatever he wants. But the thing that's really getting people turned the wrong way is him and Jeff. I forgot his last name, but they're both from Vine and they both like created this vlog crew or whatever it's called, the Vlog Squad.
Yeah, they were
both a part of it. And Jeff got hurt on a stunt,
like some sort of crane stunt or something, right?
Yeah, it involved a crane, a lake, and basically. Apparently, allegedly, I mean, there's video evidence of this, but I don't really have a speedometer to check this, but David Dobrik was swinging the crane about 60 miles an hour and then stopped it. And if there's anything I know about physics, it's that if you have like something at the end of the string,
it's
going to just whip right back. And especially if there's like a weight on the end, it's just going to whip right back into it. And Jeff almost lost an eye, cracked his skull. It was like
conservation of momentum or conservation of angular momentum.
Was that?
Yeah. that was just me playing with it. I don't know.
Well, and you just made me think of when you brought up Casey? Shane. What's his name?
Lawson.
Yeah.
Yeah, I never like.
R.I.P.
Watch that.
He's been canceled so many times.
Really? Canceled so many times. Yeah, so many times.
So like some of those guys who are like super famous, I can stomach. Like Casey, he's pretty. Doesn't seem to do anything sketchy, right? He's like seems like a nice guy. Like makes cool artistic stuff.
Yeah.
But like David Dobrik, before he was canceled, seemed like he was just like doing stunts and stuff, but seemed sort of okay other than that.
Yeah.
But like Logan Paul and those guys, I just cannot like stomach those guys.
Yeah. Listen, they are staples.
They're too much or whatever.
They are staples in the Ohio community. Okay.
Are they from Ohio?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. They're from the Cleveland area. Oh my goodness. Okay. So my friend Suryat, AKA Joey Kinsley, I went to college with him. He's like interacted with both of them on Twitter several times because he wanted to fight Jake Paul in a boxing match. And Jake Paul replied, but obviously Jake Paul, it just didn't happen. But they're from the Cleveland area, and I remember distinctly when Logan Paul won his first match against Nate Robinson, knocked him out squarely, very handily. He said, no one ever believed me. I grew up in the streets, you know, like it blah, 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 blah. But when you look at where he lived in Westlake, Ohio. If you just type in Westlake, Ohio in Google Images, what you see.
Some like bougie suburb or something.
Oh yeah, Grace, it's even worse than Croton. Like way worse than Croton. We're talking like lawns that are big, like you sit on a sit down lawnmower and just stroll around. Westlake, Ohio is not the mean streets of anything, but
yeah,
Logan and Jake Paul both seem to think that it is. But
oh my goodness,
big houses.
Yeah.
You see what I mean?
Like demons?
Well, you know, it's like good for their image. I don't know what they're, who knows?
I mean, it's just a picture of a whole bunch of big houses.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's Westlake, Ohio. Apparently,
and the high school looks like a mall.
Yeah. Hey, And Jake Paul wrote a rap. Was it Jake Paul or
Aquatic Center?
One of the Pauls wrote a song or did a song about how much they hated their math teacher. And I don't know if this is still the case. Yeah, like not good.
Gotta love that.
Gotta love that. And so like they basically made a diss track about their math teacher, and that math teacher got hate mail for the next like 6 years. Constantly. So I think Logan's become ever since that Suicide Forest video that he did, which was just completely uncalled for.
Yeah.
I don't think that he was completely sincere at the end of the day, though.
Yeah,
he was either.
But
you mean with his like apology?
Yeah, with his apology, with like the whole thing that happened. Like, dude, at a certain point, I feel when you become so famous, you just don't care. And I
feel like some people keep caring.
Yeah, I think it's like situational. Like
maybe it's the speed at which they became famous.
Age and what kind of fame it was.
You know, okay. So like I watch, I mean, this is going to sound real weird or whatever, but I watched this podcast with this comedian, Whitney Cummings.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
It's called the Good For You podcast. It's really good. She's got really good conversations with lots of famous people. I mean, she's got like 132 episodes. Ooh. So, I mean, she has an episode with someone that's probably around the Paul brothers' age, Miranda Cosgrove.
Oh,
super, super famous, became famous very, very young, right?
Yeah.
Seems to like, from this podcast and from everything else in the world, seems to be very nice, very grounded, like has her shit together and doesn't like, you know, isn't sketchy. So I don't know. I think it's possible to not be an asshole.
I think it is too. I mean, the thing that I will say about Miss Cosgrove is that she did kind of take a bow for a little bit, you know, like she wasn't in the public eye. Like Logan and Jake, they're constantly in the public eye. They want to be in the public eye. They'll do.
Yeah. And maybe that's like new media versus traditional media. Like in new media, you feel like you have to stay in the public eye to be relevant. But well, because, in traditional media, you cannot. I don't know.
It also adds to the level of profitability that the Pauls bring in, right? Because, and I mean, you guys aren't WrestleMania fans, but.
How do you know? I Grace told me that was her favorite thing.
WWE? Grace?
It's a joke.
I was about to say. But Jake Paul walked into WrestleMania rather with a like limited, like I don't know how many cards there are of this, but it's a Pikachu illustrator card, like traditional, like not like like the vernacular or
yeah, like, yeah, I know about, yeah, I know he's like pumped the value of Pokemon cards for his own gain.
Yeah.
It's dodgy, yeah. Right? I mean, you like it's get so into dodgy. Something. Okay, so he's like getting into something, right? And this isn't just him. This is actually a little bit of a problem with the whole NFT craze.
Oh, I hate it. I don't know.
People are getting into this thing that doesn't have any value, but because they're famous, they can pump its value and then profit.
Did you hear about
isn't there also people who can just like random people are making NFTs and making a lot of money anyway?
But I think that
it's when famous people buy them that the value goes up.
Right.
You have to what it's called is minting. You have to mint the product before it becomes valuable.
Yeah.
So you have to invest into it. So like what happened recently, there's been two, Ice Poseidon and Lana Rhodes, both of those individuals are being accused of like pumping and dumping NFTs.
What does that mean?
It's where you like buy an NFT and then you go on social media because you've got a bajillion followers and you're like, look at this NFT I got. It is sick. NFTs are the future. I can't believe you guys haven't bought NFTs. And then you sell that NFT that you just bought for a profit.
And then the value of that NFT plummets because you pulled out all your money.
Yeah.
And everyone else's money. Essentially,
because now Joe Schmo owns it instead of like famous McFamo.
Famous McFamo.
Yeah.
So,
well, but speaking about making money, I'm gonna totally hijack this conversation.
Yeah.
So at the current state, I make the minimum wage for living minimum wage here in Belfast, which is like what?
For some reason, your like audio is now all the way back. So like, you don't have to put the microphone
okay.
up
now
on
can, is this good is this okay
oh my goodness
yeah yeah
oh my goodness is this all right
yes that's perfect
okay there you go
it sounded like you were going like this.
Well anyway no, so I make like $673 or something an hour, and yeah. And I'm in a predicament. I'm going to be here until the first week of June. And so the job that I currently work at, $673 an hour. I only really get like 10 hours a week. So that's really not that much money. Now, I could also work at this place called Greg's, which is like it's like a Tim Hortons type of shindig. Okay. Yeah. And they have like these sausage rolls, whatever. So I can get a job there and get paid $9 something. Now I'm only going to be in
this
Belfast.
Is pounds.
Pounds. Yeah.
Yeah.
This is, so it's mid. Let's say I'd leave here in 2 months. Now, the thing is that the place that I currently work at, I like because I get these beautiful free pizzas at the end of every shift.
And
it's
Sprite.
Small. What?
And
free Sprite. And free Sprite. And like if I do a closed shift, I get a free pint or so. Like very chill work environment. And it's also like owned, like the owner, it's not like a chain, right? Greg's is a chain. So there'd be like corporate regulations. Now, obviously, so this place, Greg's, is really close to where I'm going to live next year. So I think next year I'm just going to work there anyway because the pay is really good.
Yeah.
But should I jump ship at this place that I currently work at and go there now and get like 2 months worth of £9 an hour? Or do I just, you know.
How many hours would you get?
It'd have to be the same amount of hours.
So do the calculation on exactly how much more money that is.
So let's do it right now. So it's 60. So I do 10 hours a week. Okay.
Okay.
The current one, it's like 670. Okay. 10 hours a week.
So it's 67.
Yeah.
And then the new one.
And then the other one would be, let's call it like 940.
So 94 minus 67. So it's £27 a week more. And then how many more weeks do we have?
Let's call it 8, 2 more months.
So 27 times 8. So it's 216 more pounds.
Yeah. And to be fair, also, I'm not guaranteed 10 hours a week anyway.
At either place or at the new place?
At mine, at where I'm currently at.
What do you need the money for?
Living. Going out. Food.
Alcohol.
I've actually been really good. I haven't been going out because I'm going to be out this next week. So I think I leave, right?
What? Like, you don't pay your rent, right?
Well, no, yeah, my mom sends me money for rent, yeah.
Does she send you any other money?
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't know.
which job would be more fun?
I think mom would want you to take the higher paying job.
I don't know that she would.
Mm.
I talked to her for a while yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and what like do you think hour. She would say?
I don't know. I think she would say, like, this is a very like short term thing, right? I think you should just do what is ever like easier and more fun.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cause I also have a friend that's working at this Greg's right now who would like help me get the job. Mm-hmm. Now, the only thing I'm a little nervous about is that, like, so the place that I work at now, I've like never ran into somebody that I know. Cause it's a little bit more expensive. It's not some place where you can just like drop in and get a pizza.
And you kind of like that.
I kind of like that because I don't see people that I know.
Yeah.
Now this Greg's.
You would.
I would. And the other part is, and this is kind of shallow, but do I want to work at a Greg's?
Is that like working at a Starbucks or something?
Yeah, that kind of thing.
Oh,
I kind of also want to work at like a coffee shop, but I just don't know if the pay is like the same.
Can you ask your current place for like a couple pence more? Let's see what I did there. Pence. like bump it up to 7 or something, or 6.75. I think that probably people are like more open to that than you might think.
Yeah.
Maybe overseas, but not here.
I don't know. I just feel like
Yeah, but you're in like a difficult like career path.
Well, I'm also in probably the most capitalistic state in the union, so where people want to pay less for labor, but there you go.
Oh no.
Have you ever asked for a raise, Alex?
No. Yes, oh.
Several times.
And nothing?
So when I was at APG, I probably asked my boss for a raise once every 2 weeks.
Often.
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah, really gotta save it up, bro.
I was getting paid 11. This was also after my first year working there. I was like
less than I was getting my interns.
I was getting paid $11 an hour to cover 3 different communities. And at that point I was like, this was during COVID, like the height of COVID. And we cut all of like the sports people, so there was no sports content. And I remember I had to fight tooth and nail just to get $1.
Do you get mileage?
Yes, but not with this new job that I have.
Okay, Grace, have you ever asked for a raise? No.
Because I sort of like...
How long have you been working there?
Since November.
Yeah, it might be a little bit too soon.
So it might be a little bit early.
Yeah, and it's also like, I don't think I do such an exceptional job. Like, I do a good job. Like, I'm not out here, like, above and beyond where I'd feel comfortable. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, again, if I'd been there for more time, then yeah, I'd feel a little bit more comfortable regardless of whatever.
So here's my next question.
Yeah.
Which job do you think is easier?
The Greg's.
Yeah.
Really?
Maybe. I don't know. I think they're both pretty. I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah.
I wouldn't know. Now, the thing about Greg's is that I would have like early morning shifts. So I'd be in from like 6 to
6. That's early.
a.m. Yeah.
Welcome to the club.
Yeah. And it would be like,
yeah, you had a 7 a.m. shift this morning.
Yeah, I did. And I completely missed it.
Fire.
Well, let me see what the distance
fired.
Is.
Fired.
Okay. So it's 0.5 miles to the Greggs right now.
You guys use I don't understand the UK. You guys use miles, but then it's
use miles. I use Fahrenheit. They're talking about the weather, I check out.
Do you weigh yourself in stone?
No, they do it. And then they do height in centimeters or something.
Yeah.
Or height in like meters or something. Alec, why'd you?
Come on.
I'm sorry.
Friendly.
Yeah.
Be a team player.
Okay, so it's half the distance. It's half the distance to Greg's than it is to Woodfire Pizza for where I work now. Mm. Where I'd be working next year, I'm definitely not working at Woodfire Pizza next year because that would be a mile and a half.
Oh, because it's too far.
Yeah, because I'm literally going to be living right down the street from Greg's next year. And so I'd be able to carry that over. I just have to say I'm off for 2 months.
Would they be cool you starting now and then peacing out like so soon?
I'd have to ask my friend who works there now and see if she could
like
ask her.
That's like a question, right?
Yeah.
Because that might be dodgy.
Yeah, I'm just really stressed about money, man. Because I did really good last semester and the year before last year with money and stuff. But I think this year there was a lot more things I had to spend money on that I hadn't planned on, like 20 pounds just to like go to Dublin for a game kind of thing.
Oh, like you're covering stuff for your sports.
Yeah. And like bus, train tickets, taxis there, I had formal tickets, two formals, you know,
because she's popular.
Subscribe to the podcast and make sure you like listen to the whole thing. Get our watch hours up so we can monetize this thing, guys. Help Grace out.
Help Grace out.
Listeners, don't you want to help Grace out?
You know, Grace, if you were on Twitter more, you know what Twitter has is tips. So what you could do is say, hey, folks, go follow me on Twitter and send me a dollar or two, man.
Wait, have you ever been tipped on Twitter?
I've not, but I've tipped other people on Twitter before.
Oh, wow.
Because I'm a nice guy.
So YouTube has this thing called Super Thanks, where like you can tip people for a video.
Oh.
But it's not rolled out to all creators. Like I don't have it yet, but a lot of other people smaller than me have it. I really want that Super Thanks.
Yeah, me too.
I have this video right now that is absolutely blowing up. It's from like a month ago. But in the last, let's look at it right now.
Look at this cup of tea that I have. I know I'm going to get absolutely flamed.
Okay. In the last 48 hours, this video has gotten 90,000 views.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a fuck ton of views.
Yeah.
That's a lot of views. Jesus.
Yeah, we got to get the podcast there, guys.
Got to get the podcast there. Jesus. How do you ride the algorithm wave on that, though? Damn.
I know, right? Well, Grace and I put in the work today.
Yeah. And I just have to say as well, I was not
crushed it
this morning. I did crush it. But I was not even at my house this morning. I had to wake up and travel.
Wow. I'm so proud of you. Like more than 10,000 people are going to see that.
What do you mean?
That video. That video we made.
Oh, no.
I never have a video that gets less than 10,000 views anymore.
I never have a video that gets less than 10,000. Sound pretentious, Michael. Sound pretentious.
No.
I know. I'm kidding.
Come on.
No, I know that's why I was also trying to be a little.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were playing it cool.
I was playing it.
Yeah, you were playing
it. Flying underneath the radar.
You did
I know
great.
They're all gonna be like,
you did great. We'll do it. I think it's a, I think, you know, looking back on it, I was like excited to do it with both of you guys, but I think it's kind of cool to do it with just one at a time. We'll do something with Alexi later.
Cause then you get two videos out of it.
Yeah. Yeah. And also it's okay. So this is like a weird thing, which you need to work on, Alec. And that's titling things.
Yeah. Okay. So here's like, the thing. Here's the thing.
Wait. Hold up. I'm not done.
Okay.
So like it's much easier for me to say something like teaching a philosophy student how to do math problems, or is it possible to teach a philosophy student math, or something like that, than it would be to be like teaching a philosophy student and a sports journalist, blah 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 blah. You know, like it's just wordier, right?
Yeah.
So anyway, that helps. And then the thumbnail will be easier too, because it will have pictures of both of us on there instead of pictures of all three of us on there, and then all the math problem or whatever. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, now you go.
Well, I was going to say that my dilemma with, well, not really dilemma, more of just like knee-jerk reaction when I make like headlines or titles to things is to sometimes be like very generic. So that is something that I am trying to work on. I feel like I'm getting a little bit better at my clickbaitiness.
You have to do it. It's a necessary evil.
It's a necessary evil. Yes. I will also say that I do have to keep a level of professionalism in my professional life, just so that I don't make the wrong kind of a headline.
Yeah. You can make clickbait that's not offensive though.
Yes, this is true.
You know, we're not doing anything that will ever be offensive, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we're not pushing boundaries on this. That's not the goal, right?
Yeah.
So you can make clickbaity headlines that are not going to screw you. Like,
exactly.
Yeah, that should be possible. For instance, the one we recorded the other day.
I was thinking about the title of that one. I couldn't really figure it out.
I think it could be clickbaited like really well. Like Michael shares a personal story from his past or something.
No. I have an idea, but it's more of like the lady that, anyway, but no, it's,
what?
No, you remember the story, Grace, right? I was thinking about taking a shot at the lady.
the lady that ghosted Michael.
The lady that fumbled the bag.
No, that's another thing. Like you take a shot at yourself. You never take a shot at someone that's not part of the program. Right?
Yeah.
Always just take a shot at yourself.
Yeah, and also Alec Michael's married now, so like the lady that fumbled the bag, like it doesn't matter.
I know it doesn't matter. That's why I said it like that. The lady that fumbled the bag. But yeah, makes sense.
Yeah, whatever. But I mean, okay, so I'm going to get real with you for a second.
Okay.
At the moment. Okay, is this going to sound like I'm full of myself again for a second? It is, but it's the truth right now. And I hope that this will not be the truth in the future, okay?
Uh-huh.
The truth right now is that anyone listening to this podcast is listening to this podcast because I'm involved in this podcast.
Yes.
Oh, that's true. Right? Yeah, that's totally true.
110%.
So
100%, 10%.
Getting my name in there, like Michael shares a personal story or something, that's the clickbait or something, right? But maybe in the future, people will be watching this podcast or listening to this podcast for one of you guys. You know, maybe like we'll have a distribution of viewers/listeners. We've got the Penn fans, we've got the Pavlov fans, we've got the Grace fans, we've got the Alexi fans, etc. Right? And then
I think we have to worry about that last fan group.
Oh!
Hey, we're the few.
Do you need
proud.
Some cream for that burn?
Ooh, I need some.
One more thing about the math problem. Grace wanted me to definitely to say this, that the math problem slaps.
Don't say that.
Absolutely not. This math prop slaps.
Let's have a story time. Does anyone have a story? Remember that great story I told last time? How well that went?
I have to pee.
My story before Grace, as Grace leaves. Gosh, I don't even know. I'm trying to think. Do I have a good story right now? I can't think of a good story. So no.
Well, this one fell flat.
This one fell really flat.
Totally fell flat. Grace have a I guess she's going pee.
She's going pee. I'll talk about this one time. Did I ever share the story? I probably shared this story, but I'm just going to ask it anyway. Did I ever share the story about my time in Barcelona? I think I have.
No, I don't know anything about that. Let's wait for Grace to get back.
Okay.
What's this band you watched last night?
The Maine.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay. I've never heard their music before. I'm doing this. Speaking of, you know, while we kill time, I took it upon myself this past year, you know, to go and watch more live music. I used to go to raves when I was younger, and I actually went.
Whoa.
Oh yeah. Oh, Michael, my mom would let me go to a rave in like middle school.
Whoa.
Yeah, like she would just let me go into the city with my friends and we'd have a great time. But the thing that I told myself is that I want to go watch more live music, and I don't care who it is. Like I don't care who it is. I need to go watch more live music. So far, I've seen Mayday Parade live at Newport Music Hall here in Columbus. And I also got to see this band. I have a sticker.
Oh, look at you.
I have a sticker.
It's Silmar. Whatever this guy is.
I don't understand what's going on.
But I went to a small venue and watched this guy Silmar, and then I was really there for this other band though called 87 Nights, and they were really, really good. I had a great time. I would recommend everybody go look up 87 Nights. My boy Zane, he used to go to Ohio Wesleyan. He then transferred to Charleston, because good for him. I wish I could transfer to Charleston. That's a pretty dope campus. And then just this past night, I went and saw The Maine, which is not really my cup of tea, but I had a great time nonetheless.
Dope, dope, dope.
That's awesome. So
I, you know, I was really into going and seeing live music when I was in high school and college. Like, I was into the punk scene in Little Rock and the 90s, which was amazing, which I think I've talked about several times on this podcast before.
Punk in Little Rock, Arkansas, man.
Yeah, it was great. There's a whole documentary about it called Towncraft. Highly suggested. Maybe we'll have a movie day where you guys watch that movie and we discuss it.
Yes.
You know what movie
it's really good. Like, and a lot of really influential people came out of that thing. Like, anyway, yeah.
You know what movie I rewatched last night?
What?
Thank you.
What movie was it?
Interstellar.
Oh, I've never seen it.
Oh, you gotta watch it, Michael. And I have rewatched that movie like at least 5 times. And it was, again, like, just because each time it makes more and more sense.
Yeah,
get the bookends of the whole movie and all of that. But it's really dope. It's really dope. And fun fact about that movie was that they've done experiments surrounding that black hole image, right? So now there's like the most accurate depiction of a black hole, which you look up what a black hole looks like, and that's like the first thing that will come up. And in that
movie, I remember when that photo came up.
Yeah, in the movie, it was only theorized to look like that. But it turns out that that's like the most accurate depiction. And there's like that's a lot of like scientists who have confirmed a lot of the stuff that happens in the movie. And it's fairly accurate up until he enters the black hole.
Yeah, and it gets weird, right? But
yeah, and then
that's
it's
what makes
more
it a movie. Yeah.
Yeah, because it's also like we don't know.
Yeah.
We don't know.
I gotta see it. I gotta see it.
You gotta see it. It's such a good movie.
It's a very, I think it might be one of the more influential science fiction movies in the past couple of years, in the past decade, just because and Dad hates it. Like, Dad, like, doesn't like the movie.
Why doesn't Dad like it?
Oh, well, you know how he is. He's just like, gosh, silly. You know, it doesn't really have a reason for it. But I will say
classic
that,
Dad stuff. Martin Pavlov.
I will say that Neil deGrasse Tyson said that the most accurate, I mean, like, yeah, once you enter the black hole and Interstellar, I don't want to spoil it for anyone that hasn't seen it yet, but honestly.
Yeah, I kind of already did. Sorry.
Like, well, it's honestly their fault anyway, if you haven't seen it anyway, but.
My fault.
Well, it is. It is your fault.
Yeah, it's a great movie. You should see it.
But yeah, like once they get into the whole like black hole, like things like don't really turn to science. It's more of like just, yeah, anyway, science fiction is what it is.
Exactly what it is.
The Martian with Matt Damon is probably the most.
Oh, I love that one.
To the core science sci-fi movie out there, because it deals with like real shit that you would never think of. I mean, like, you're cultivating like agriculture on Mars. So like, of course you're going to science the shit out of it. So it's like
with poop. Yeah. So I think, well, you know, if you enter a black hole, I think probably all your particles get like, I think you get crushed into a tiny ball and you're dead. So.
Yeah.
Or do you?
I think probably that's the case. So
part of me wants to think that a black hole is like the strongest version of a wormhole. If that makes sense. Now, this is like science background.
But wanting to think it doesn't like help it be true.
Oh, no, not at all. Not at all. But like, if we were to like sit here and ponder as philosophers, you know, do.
It would be cool if it took you somewhere else. Yeah.
Well, yeah, it'd be a good way to like think about it. Like, I don't know. If you want to avoid the conclusion that you just get sucked into oblivion, right?
Yeah.
What is Michael doing?
You die.
Yeah, so, but what if you don't?
Yeah.
What do you mean you didn't? Oh, okay, Alex, shut the fuck up.
I've been watching this show on Netflix called Inventing Anna. Have you guys heard of this?
No.
Yes, I have.
It's about Anna.
A young Russian.
I know what it,
A young Russian lady who scams a bunch of people out of money.
Yeah, I don't really. Does it really matter though?
It's an about Anna Delvey. Yeah. So it's about this woman who pretends to be an heiress.
Yeah.
And becomes real famous on Instagram and like makes friends with all these society people in New York City and stuff. Anyway, I'm really liking it so far. I don't know if it's true or not, but
it is.
I think it's
no,
like,
I mean, I don't know.
Oh no, some of it's dramatized.
I don't know where it's going. I've only watched two episodes, but so far I like it.
Oh, it's based on a true story.
Yeah, it is.
All right. I was going to say some parts of it are true.
Yeah.
Anyway,
highly suggested, guys.
Yeah, highly suggest you watching Interstellar, Michael.
Yeah.
I think you
should. I'll try to do that soon.
I highly suggest that you guys watch Moon Knight.
Oh, I've been watching
I want to start it. Is it good? Is.
Oscar Isaac is so good. So good. This is the perfect role. This is the perfect character. The possibilities with Moon Knight and everything else in between are endless. I'm just excited for what's about to come. It's going to be great.
Yeah. It's good so far. I like
it. It's really good.
All right, Alexi, did you have that story? We got that juicy story to tell? Or Grace, do you have a juicy story to tell? One of us. That's not me, because I did the juicy story last time.
Grace is better at telling juicy stories than me.
Oh, this is going well.
This is going well. This is going very well.
If I asked my YouTube subscribers to follow me on Instagram, how many Instagram followers do you think I could get? A lot?
I don't know.
Quite possibly.
Do you think I get 10K?
There was this woman at work last night.
That'd be pretty sweet, right?
Who was ordering a drink. So this table had, I didn't take their drink orders to begin with, but... So the girl comes over with the ticket of all their drinks, right?
Is this our juicy story?
Yeah. And they all order a different version of a Coke, right? So like Diet Coke, Coke Zero, Coke Zero and Jameson, shit like that. Coke Zero. And one of them had to have soda water. Okay. And it was so
Coke
funny.
Coke Zero is the best.
Oh shit. Sorry, guys.
Anyway. And so she comes over and they all had, so she had to like write down on the ticket for a couple of them. They wanted them in a certain glass. And it was
to distinguish them.
Yeah. And like, I get people have like their preferences with Coke. I'm not a Coke drinker, so I don't get it. But like, God forbid you drink a regular Coke when you ordered a Diet Coke. You know what I'm saying?
Diet Cokes are actually worse for you.
What?
I don't think that's true.
You don't think that's true?
No, I don't think that's true. I think that's been debunked.
Well, either way, it was like, okay, you got like 8 women at a table. Y'all ordering different types of Cokes. When we get back to your table with like a tray full of your drinks, remember what kind of fucking drink you ordered, right? So we go over to deliver the drinks, right? And I'm like, Diet Coke. And they all look around at each other like, who ordered the Diet Coke? And then she was like, oh, okay, I did. And I had to do that like 6 times with all of these. And so I give one of the women, I was like, oh, who got a Diet Coke, right? This woman's like, oh, okay, I got the Diet Coke. And now I have one Coke left over. And I'm like, who got the Coke Zero? Like, obviously I didn't say it like that, but I was like, Coke Zero? Coke Zero? And they were all looking around like, who got the Coke Zero?
There's only one left.
There's only one left. Like, who got it? And then she was like, oh, I meant to get the Coke Zero. I didn't want the Diet Coke. I didn't want the Diet Coke. And I was like, okay, so who wanted the Diet Coke? And then they're all just very confused about what Coke they ordered. If you're going to go out of your way to order a specific Coke, remember which one you got. And so then I leave the table. I walk back around. One of the women catches my attention. And she was like, oh, can I, actually, when we first got the ticket, she wanted it, one of the women, I don't know who it was, wanted the Coke in a fancy glass.
Fine.
Okay. Didn't see the need for that, but all right. So putting down the Coke, right? So I walk back and this woman, you know, gets my attention.
She was like, oi, American girl.
And she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. So I don't drink. But could I get like a wine glass or like, you know, like a fancy glass with this? It's just cause like, I don't drink and, you know, I want to kind of like fit in with the girls. And I was like, honestly, that's kind of cute. Like, I'm not really judging you, sure. But
yeah.
You wanted to drink your Coke out of a wine glass. I'll go grab you a wine glass. But that was just very fucking weird, you know? And it's like, it's not like anyone else at the table ordered wine.
But let people be, right? Yeah. It's weird, but we're going to help you out.
Yeah. And then the same thing happened when their pizzas came to the table, right?
I want this pizza in a wine glass.
Well, no, not in the fancy way. But I was like, okay, so this is the type of pizza, right? It's like, oh, this is like the beef brisket or the, you know, goat's cheese salad pizza. And they all look around like, who the fuck ordered that? I was like, you ordered it. Someone here ordered this pizza. And y'all are looking at me with these dead eyes. Like, who the fuck ordered the pizza? And I was like, and these women were just like very, very, very strange. They weren't strange, but it was just, their table was just between like me and one of the other servers. We were just like their handful. Yeah. That was super unnecessary.
That's weird.
And then I get there. They want another drink, right?
Yeah.
And they're like, I was like, okay, can I get you guys anything else? So I get a couple, this woman wants Smirnoff and a Diet Coke, right? And so I was like, okay, you want a Smirnoff and a Diet Coke.
Got and a it. Champagne flute.
And then I was about, I was like, okay, can I get you guys anything else? And they were like, no. And then I was standing there for a second to wait, right? And then I'm about to walk away. And this woman is like, oh, can I get a Coke? And I was like, yes, you can get a Coke. But why did that take you so long to, like, again, this is like very petty, very little issues, not that big of a deal. But it was just like, I'm also standing right behind you. So you hear me. Like, I'm standing in between, like, you can, I'm right here.
Yeah.
You heard me ask. Yeah. Right. And then I have to come back with like with other things for them. And it was just like, geez. And they couldn't remember what pizza they ordered. And they were like, who ordered that? Who ordered that? I'm like, I don't know. I don't know. I'm just here to put down your pizzas. I'm just here to put down your pizzas and leave.
So like any of the events one at a time would have been normal. But the fact that like.
They and it happened was
over and over. Yeah.
Yeah. And it was like, dudes. And like the bear that like the naked eye look that I was getting from them, like they were totally like. It was like, do you want a Coke, a Diet Coke or Coke Zero? Oh. And then one of the women was like, so I was like, oh, you want a Coke? She was like, yeah, I'll get a Diet Coke as well. And then the other woman is like, oh, can I get the Coke? Right. And then she's like, oh, wait, can you make that a Coke Zero? And I was like, oh, Jesus. Oh, Jesus. And so I was like, okay, we got a Diet Coke, regular Coke, Coke Zero. And they were like, and I was like, don't give me those eyes because you're going to send me back with a Coke if it's not the right one. Because that happened. I put down the wrong, I ordered a diet, not a regular Coke.
So, you know, like in fast food restaurants, they have these like, not the fountain machine, but like the big machine that has like the touch screen where you're like, I want this.
Yeah.
And then, I can get this flavoring too.
Yeah.
Et cetera. So whenever we're at one of those, I always get Coke Zero with vanilla. And I think it's the best thing in the world, but Sandra thinks it is the worst.
I like the vanilla flavoring.
Yeah, me too. I think
the vanilla.
It classes it up a little bit.
It's like a what you call it? Dr. Pepper.
Is it?
I mean, Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper for me is always a little vanilla-y, but.
Oh, I have another story from last night.
Wait, one more thing about Dr. Pepper. I have a friend in Little Rock who was my first choice for this podcast host who used to know the Sonic in Little Rock that had the best Dr. Pepper. Yeah, I don't know what that means. Okay, go, Grace.
I don't know what that means either.
Yeah, at first my brain went Sonic the Hedgehog and I was like, wait, that makes no sense. Sonic the Hedgehog at a Sonic? No, that also doesn't make sense. Oh, he meant just Sonic. this is brief. But I was going over to a table to, you know, pick up their trays from their pizzas. And as I'm walking over, I make eye contact with this woman because I was like, you know, addressing my existence. And I see her like swiftly pull down a vape from her mouth and like put it underneath the table. And I was like, oh, can I like clear the trays from the like we made eye contact. Like I think she saw me and then she just like hit it real quick because she's vaping inside. Like you're obviously not allowed to vape inside.
Right.
Because the fuck, right? But also, again, I get that. Like, there's, like, people have been in the library and hitting a vape. You just don't, oh, you know, like, you just don't do that.
You keep it discreet. Crowds.
You keep it discreet. So when she, it was like, oh, can I, like, clear the trays from the table? They were all like, and she was being so nice. She was like, oh, thank you so much. That was amazing. And I was like, I know you're stuck out to me because I know you saw that. I saw that. Yeah. But I actually don't care.
Yeah.
I could see it in her face because she was like, and hit it. And it was just really funny. Because I was like, I totally get. But again, like, what am I? You know, and get her, like, kicked out. Like, what? That's just not.
Yeah. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
Right.
Both of
that's them. One of those rules that, like, you should have that rule. But if, like, if one or two people break it at night and they do it so discreetly that no one really notices, who cares?
Who cares? Yeah, like if 50% really of the
people
stupid.
Are breaking it, then yeah, you do something about it. But if it's totally under the radar, whatever.
But if 50 people are doing it and it's under the radar.
No, I said 50% of the people are doing it. And then it's like all open and people notice it and stuff. Right. If they're not doing it under the radar. Yeah.
I will say the one thing that I'm nervous about that I have already experienced at the job that I'm at, even with the chefs behind the counter, it's like, it's really hard to understand their accents sometimes. Like, they're really thick. And I'm nervous that if I'm working at Greg's as well, that it's going to be even more, because it's going to be like, because at least where I work, it's like a nice place to go out on a dinner. So, like, I don't know, just like the way you order is it different, you know? It's like, oh, can I get this? You know, you point at the menu, right, what you want, right? But when you have the screen behind you, right, you just hear what they said. And like, that puts a lot of pressure on me to understand what they said the first time. And obviously people are trying to get in and out of here with their sausage roll, like, in an instant.
Fast.
Yeah. And so I'm just like a little nervous.
Do you think that's something you'd adapt to though?
Yeah. I just need to but sometimes it's like really hard. Like, they talk really fast. Like, even one of the girls that used to work at the place that I worked at, and she left. She's younger than me. She'll be talking to me sometimes and I'm like, dude, slow down.
How come you don't have an accent yet?
That's not how it works.
You don't get an accent if you move somewhere after you're 13 or something.
Yeah. And also, like, I'm not like a wannabe.
Oh, here's a question though. Like, living there, do you think you can mimic that accent? Like, no. Could you give us one right now? Oi, governor.
No, no. I honestly, that's one thing that I really wish I could, but I really can't. It's like car park. Or the other
what
day.
What the fuck was that?
Car park. Car
park. That's like,
there's something like with how, the O's.
That's how a British person does like American accent overdone.
No, but it's not British. So this is the thing.
Irish.
A Belfast accent is totally different from a Northern Ireland accent, because there is no it? Northern Ireland accent.
It's
if you're
like
from Derry, you sound different than from where you're from. If you're outside of Belfast 20 minutes, you sound completely different.
Oh, Belfast has its own.
Belfast has a very, just as Dublin does.
Oh.
And then you have Galway, and then you have Cork, you have Enniskillen, and they all have different accents.
Yeah.
Ever so slightly different.
Yeah,
you know?
Yeah, but different.
Like, if you're from here, you can tell. I can't tell.
Right.
They all sound the same.
You're just a stupid American.
Yeah, I'm just a stupid American. Some of them are a lot stronger. Some of them are a lot thicker. But, like, I can't tell you where people are from. But yeah, I know my flatmate's boyfriend is from Belfast. And so he has a particular accent that I can't really compare as being the same to of my friend from Galway.
Right.
You know, I can just tell they don't sound the same.
Oh, the one that was on the pod from Galway.
Yeah.
What's her name?
Molly.
Molly. I don't remember that. She's studying film.
She is studying film. Yeah.
Look at me. How's Molly?
Molly's good. I haven't really seen much of Molly recently. She's been busy. She's got her own life to handle, you know? And you know who I've been in contact with actually, Alec?
Yeah.
Is our new cousins.
Our new cousins? We have new cousins?
Oh, yeah, the British.
Yeah.
They're not new. They're just newly discovered.
Newly discovered, yeah. So if it's grandpa's cousin,
yeah,
they had kids. So that's Michael's line, mom's line, and then they have kids. Okay? So there's two cousins that grandpa met. One of them has a daughter who has a son who is 22, and he studies film. And he's in his third year. He's 22. I already said that.
Where does he
I think film? I just...
Oh, Sheffield.
I said that. I'll tell you, actually. I said that twice because I'm happy that he's like closer in my age than he is to...
Sheffield's like the number one climbing town in the UK.
No, he actually goes to... He goes to uni in Salford, Manchester.
Oh, never mind.
I don't know about that.
Is there a cousin that goes to college in Kentucky or something? I don't know. Mom was telling me that there's...
Yeah, there's a guy who does golf. He teaches golf.
Yeah, on YouTube. And he's more famous than Michael.
No, I have more subscribers on YouTube than he does.
Yeah, but I think he's more famous.
Ooh.
I have more subscribers. Yeah. I mean, I think he's probably... No, I looked at it, the number of views.
Oh,
I mean,
Michael's
I don't want to, you know, I don't want to make this a thing. I can't find it.
But no, yeah. So I've been texting with them, and I think I'm gonna go visit them in August.
Yay!
That'd be fun.
Yeah, I'm excited.
Yeah, he has 119,000 subscribers.
Wow.
I know that because he subscribed to my YouTube.
Aww.
Yeah. Oh, that's nice.
Little cousin.
He has 22 million video views. And I have, let's see.
Speaking 30, of golf.
And I have 35 million. So I have 13 million more.
Speaking of golf, though.
Maybe I should do a collab with him.
Yeah, and you guys do math while you golf.
Yeah, something like that. That'd be pretty sweet.
I would also like to bring attention to the fact that Tiger Woods is playing out of his fucking mind right now at the Masters. And I think everyone should watch this moment because...
Is he doing bad?
No, out of his mind means good for some reason. So
he's doing so well.
In other sports news.
Oh, we did so well. We made it so
long. It's the first weekend of the Bouldering World Cup in Meiringen, Austria.
And it looks like we're out of time for this episode. Thank you guys for
Grace,
listening.
I heard something about you.
What did you hear?
I heard something about your after college plan to move move to California and learn how to be a pilot.
Yes.
Did you know about this, Alexi?
I did.
Did you know that it is very expensive to go to pilot school?
Tell us a little bit about this. Yeah, it is.
I feel as though if I wanted to become a pilot, I would have the best support system in the world for that. I think I would your dad, Alec and I's grandpa, was a pilot himself American Airlines commercial industry for 30 years. Also in the Air Force for a tad bit of time.
Yeah.
And it's so weird to think that he's that old. Anyway, love you, grandpa.
85.
And my grandma still lives in the town where he was at in one of the Air Force bases that they lived at. And a really close family friend is currently a private pilot in the same area.
Flying rich people.
like, yeah, like flying rich people, like being a personal pilot to somebody. So not like, what's it, charter? So you're not just doing it for any random rich person. You have like a...
Oh, like he's Kanye's pilot or something.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's the three industries.
So we can put this on the record right now.
What?
He is Kanye's pilot.
No, he's not Kanye's pilot. He's not Kanye's pilot.
Okay. So Jay-Z and Beyonce. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I don't want to share it because it's sort of like...
Mark Zuckerberg.
No, it's not anyone like super famous, but... Okay. You would know of the person, not directly, but
yeah. You should not, obviously not say anything.
Yeah. I'm not going to say anything. And yeah, no. And, the guy's name is Jim, like my family friend, not the guy who he flies for. Yeah. And, I really appreciate him. And whenever I was out there for 2 weeks last summer and, you know, he's just a really sound guy. And I really appreciate how much he's there for my grandpa or for my grandma. And I feel like he would really be able to help me and support me if I wanted to do that. Cause he wanted his son to go to pilot school, but his son, I don't think ended up finishing it. So I feel like he would be able to vicariously have that through me benefit me, you know?
You would steal his son's relationship.
Oh yeah. 100%. Right. No. I mean that obviously that's not the goal, but like, I just feel like he would, I feel like he'd be like a guiding mentor for me. And then, you know, the benefits for pilots are really good, especially in like the commercial industry. It subsidizes.
I guess the pay's, yeah, I guess the pay is not as good as it used to be.
No, but I would definitely be able to travel and that would be a lot.
Yeah.
More bang for my buck, you know, family as well.
You could also be a flight attendant and also still travel.
I could, which is another good point.
Being a pilot seems more awesome.
Yeah, being a pilot seems more awesome.
Yeah. You could come and hang out with me and do the podcast in person. That's all I'm thinking about.
I just hop on a plane, drive myself over real quick. But no, yeah, and it would also mean if I did finish school and I was a competent pilot, I would not be worried about being employed because I am a woman and I would be, if I were to
you
be
are.
Pilot.
Yeah, that checks out.
It does. I would be higher up on the list because they're
because
trying
of the
to,
climate.
You know,
yeah.
Yeah. Because of the political climate.
We are in a reset.
Yeah.
Period.
So that would be, it just seems most logical, except minus the fact that it'd just be expensive to go in the first place.
How expensive? How long does it take?
Like 10 grand or more. And it'd be like 6 months.
It's not really that much. I mean, that sounds like a lot. That's not really that much if it's going to like give you a career.
Yeah, but then $10,000 isn't.
In like pilots, you could probably make like 100. Let's see, pilot salary.
Why not?
Anyway,
Grace, why not do the thing that Grandpa did do though, and Air Force?
Don't do that
for 10 years.
Don't do that.
Be in the Air Force for 10 years.
I mean, you also, I'm not for 10 years, but you can get.
Don't do that.
You're at your education done. You can get your education paid for.
I don't think there's guarantee that she would be a pilot though.
No,
it's not totally up to her. If she goes into the Air Force, it's not totally up to her. If she becomes a pilot, like they could assign her to do something else.
If she tests into it,
like before joining.
Yeah. Like when you do the ASVAB, that like basically designates you for like what specific job that you can do. Like for me, like when I wanted to just go for like a 25 Victor, which is just a production specialist, combat photographer. I tested into it plainly, didn't have to have that high of like math or science test scores, but
well, after today, Grace is going to be really good with math, so that shouldn't be a problem.
You could theoretically like test into being a pilot and then go to pilot school that way,
and then go to war.
Yeah, you can go to war anytime.
No, she would never have to go to war otherwise.
This is true. Unless,
yeah,
unless
I also just don't want to.
I don't know. I don't believe in war. I know that wars are happening right now, but.
You don't believe that it's the answer.
Yeah. I mean, it's complicated, right? Like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's just like one option. Or another one would be, so the UK currently extended. So the visa that I have right now, they've just updated it and it allows me to stay a resident here for an extra year after I graduate, regardless of if I have a job or not. So I think like I may just take like use of that.
Work at Greg's.
Work at Greg's or something, you know, and just sort of have like a, because all my friends would be graduating that next year anyway. So it's not like I'd really be wasting any time because I'm already going to graduate a year ahead of, you know, all my friends back home and everything.
Oh, yeah. Your friends back home.
Yeah. And I also am going to graduate before like some of the people that I know here because their stuff is 4 or 5 years, depending on what they study. Like medicine and stuff is like 5. But yeah, may do that. You know, and seeing how like my last year goes, maybe applying to master's programs if I'm really into that. But again, that's not really like, but I think taking like a year out here. Yeah, I can. But over here, it's a year. I can get my master's in a year. So while I'm still here,
yeah,
might as well, or use that year, like a sort of like after gap year, to apply and figure out if I want to do a master's and then apply for the visa, and stay out here, I guess. But yeah, no, I'm just sort of like taking it by ear. I don't really, yeah. The future is undetermined.
Well, just know that you can go to grad school a whole lot later than you think.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of what I'm going through right now. Like, I'm kind of entertaining the thoughts a little bit because I'm starting to realize that.
Also, it's easier if you go earlier, though.
Is it, though? Why?
Maybe I'm just thinking in math. Because you start to forget that shit.
Because you start to forget that shit.
Yeah, I mean, I guess like math is real hard. I mean, not that other subjects aren't hard, but math is real hard, right? And like, it's easy to forget how to do hard math really quickly.
Well, would you think that?
And the skill set is like very, very unique, right? But you've been working as a journalist, right?
Yeah.
So going back for journalism, like you haven't been out of the game. Right. But like even someone working in a mathematical career has been out of the pure math game because that's only in academia.
Oh.
And so they go back to grad school and even if they've been in, they haven't like written proofs. Like that's not anyone's job unless you're like in academia. So.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I guess it's subject by subject. So good point. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good point. Good stuff. But yeah, I thought that
you need to go wrap some gifts. Is that what you said, Grace? You need to wrap some gifts. What did you get me?
What'd you get me? She doesn't get me anything.
When are you in the US this summer, Grace?
First week of June.
Just the first week of June?
No, I'll be there after the first week of June.
Okay.
For
2 months?
Yeah.
What are you doing?
I don't know.
Goofing
I'm
off.
Hoping to work at mom's office because I know I'd get paid really well.
Yeah.
Goal is to spend 4 days in the city, 3 days a week in Pennsylvania.
Yeah,
baby, je, baba.
What do you think?
I'm going to go up to Montreal.
So how much would she pay you?
20.
Oh, that's good.
Because I haven't had a pay raise. Ever.
I pay my interns 15.
Yeah, I've been paid 15 since before 15 was minimum wage.
Yeah.
At the office. So
I'm trying to I'm hiring someone full time next year. I'm trying to figure out how much to pay him. He's going to do some live math streaming and like also do profit sharing. Anyway, it's going to be interesting.
Oh, nice. You're taking the dog for a walk, Alec?
Yes. I also, while we were talking.
Bluebird skies out there.
Oh, it's
yeah, it's really cloudy here.
You want to see my view when I walk out the door?
No.
Pennsylvania, Ohio.
It's great.
Cute.
Yeah, so you should come visit me in Colorado. I'll teach you how to rock climb.
Oh yeah, we were gonna do that.
How dope would that be?
That would be so dope. I am going to give my media recommendation for the week.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Do it.
Yeah, because I do have to get off here soon.
Yeah, same.
Not me, because you know I don't have anything to do.
You could edit this video. Edit that video we just recorded. Ready?
Yeah.
My media recommendation is to watch Alice in Borderland. It's I think it's Japanese sci-fi sort of utopia, alternate like end of the world apocalypse type thing. More or less along those lines. They only have one season, but the second season comes out in December, and it's a really good show. If you like Squid Game, you would really like this. And yeah, that's that. I just rewatched it for the second time, and it's dope.
I didn't watch Squid Game.
Well, oh my fucking God, Michael.
Yeah, seriously, what the hell, man?
I don't know the answer to that.
I love Squid Game. Squid Game is probably the best show that ever came out of 2021.
Whoa. I literally have to pee again. So can we wrap it up or can I just
because you drink all that tea, all that oat milk tea.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. So what's your media recommendation, Alexi?
My media recommendation, if it wasn't obvious already, go watch Moon Knight. Go listen to 87 Nights. It's good music. Both are unrelated to one another, but Moon Knight is fantastic. Oscar Isaac is the shit. And 87 Nights, go support my man Zane, a fellow bishop.
Nice. And Michael.
Yeah, I guess I'll say what I said before, which was watch Inventing Anna. It's good.
After you watch Interstellar.
Sure. Yeah.
Okay.
After Interstellar. That's right. I guess.
Does anyone want to give a crack at doing the outro? Grace, you do it.
Well, this has been the Penn and the Pavlovs. Hope you guys have enjoyed today's episode. It was a little, you know, maybe longer than usual.
We don't know because we haven't seen the time.
Well, we started at like 2:15. Anyway, this is my knock at doing the outro for today. I don't really know what else to say. I hope you have A+. A wonderful day. All right.
Okay, peace out. Like and subscribe, post in the comments. We're also on Spotify and everywhere you find podcasts. Give us 5 stars.
Give us money too.
Peace out. No, don't do that. Don't just subscribe so that we can get
Alex, shut up.
This YouTube channel monetized. Okay.
All right.
Peace out. Love you guys.